many prominent Germans, noticing Russia's growing industrial might, feared what a stabilized, modernized Russia could do to Germany economically and militarily. They advised preemptive action against Russia. Analysis of the First World War's causes will go on forever, but it's hard to see how anyone could stop it. Russians would never stand for their fellow Orthodox Slavs getting steamrolled in Serbia. As it was, Russians from all walks of life, including socialists, supported Nicholas's decision to fight, at least for the time being. The name of St. Petersburg sounded too German. Actually, it was Dutch, so the capital was renamed Petrograd. Almost immediately, the disasters started rolling in. In August, two massive Russian invasion armies were cut to bits and sent running back toward the border. And from that point on, Russia would be on the defensive. Eventually, 15 million Russians served in the war, and the number of Russian family members affected can only be guessed at. With few exceptions, the Russian army was led by noble dimwits more concerned with court politics than with the laws of modern warfare. Russian tactics consisted of sending waves upon waves of soldiers into German and Austrian machine gun fire.